Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with the Drake Relays director, Blake Bolden. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Zach. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate you stopping by every year. It's always great to have you come in. Tell us about this week-long event. Really over a week-long event that you guys got, because there's always a ton of things happening. Usually a few runners from Central Iowa down there as well, so it's a fun time. First off, though, 116th running of the Drake Relays. What do people need to know of when it starts?
Well, we start tomorrow morning. Saturday, April 18th is the official starting line of the Drake Relays with the Drake Road Races. We have a 5K, 10K, and half marathon, more than 4,500 participants, and we'll crown our first Drake Relays champions right in Drake Stadium, and then turn right around the very next day, and we'll have the beautiful Bulldog Contest on Sunday afternoon in the Knapp Center. So there's still time. Come down, free event on Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, and so for people that don't know, the cool thing about the Drake Relays, there's a lot more than just track going on.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, runners and walkers tomorrow in the morning, and then Bulldog owners, and just community, because it's fun, silly, and a really good chance to just come out and be part of it. And then every single day this week, we'll have something. So Monday will be at Jordan Creek, the return of the vault at Jordan Creek. We're going to see the world's best pole vaulters, it's worth the drive to West Des Moines. Truly, you're going to see Olympic medalist, Olympic champion, Olympic silver medalist, all competing in a incredibly unique format where you're going to be just feet away from these athletes going 17, 18, 19, and possibly even 20 feet in the air upside down over a bar. So whether you're on the ground level at Jordan Creek or on the top level, you're able to get right up close and personal.
Yeah, and the other cool thing is you guys do stuff all over the community. The Drake Road Race starts out not in the stadium, and then the runners finish in the stadium going to Jordan Creek Mall here too. So tell me, let's just kind of run through then, starting on Monday, some of the big events that are happening.
Yeah, so Monday is the vault at Jordan Creek Mall at 6 p.m. Come on down to West Des Moines. We'd really love to see you there. And then Tuesday night in the heart of downtown, it's the Grand Blue Mile presented by Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield. Right in, like I said, the heart of downtown, it's Grand Avenue and 13th Street, which a few years ago, the city of Des Moines renamed World Record Way, because we've seen two world records established in our event on the course. And this year on Tuesday night, it will be a U.S. Championship for the 10th consecutive year, and it will be a selection event. We'll be naming Team USA for the World Road Running Championships in Copenhagen, Denmark in September. So if you're a fan of sports and Olympics, these are athletes that you're going to see in L.A., and that this is Team USA preparing for the home games just a couple years from now.
Yeah, that's awesome that we have Olympic athletes competing right in our backyard right here in Des Moines. So Tuesday's at Grand Blue Mile. When does that start?
Yeah, so we're going to start with Spike Sprint. So this is the kid event. Little kids, really, truly ages 2, 3, 4 on the young side up to 12, and that's at 5:45 p.m. And then if you're a fan of the elite athletes and you're not so much a runner yourself, definitely be downtown by 7 o'clock is when the elite races run, and you'll get a chance to see those U.S. championships.
Okay, let's move on to Wednesday then. What's the big thing happening Wednesday?
Wednesday we have the World Shot Put Series. It's a brand new event. Last year it made the global debut at the 2025 Drake Relays. This is the start for the 2026 season for the new league. Ryan Krauser, he's the world record holder in the shot put, three-time Olympic champion. He's accomplished so much in the sport. He went out on his own to say, hey, I'm going to reinvent the sport. So it's a brand new format, unlike anything you've ever seen, unless you were there last year, I guess. And that's Wednesday night, a free event at Drake Fieldhouse at 6 p.m. So again, Monday is free, Wednesday is free, and if you just want to come down and watch on Tuesday, that's free as well. So a lot of free activities to really engage the community. And then we start on Thursday with the track and field meet, America's Athletic Classic, the 116th edition. And it is much more than a track meet. It has become a spring tradition and really a family reunion of sorts, not just for Drake students and alum, but for everyone in Iowa to celebrate springtime in Des Moines.
Yeah, so let's back up to Wednesday night, that shot put series. That was new last year. How did everything go? Did it kind of, or if I remember correctly, you said it was going to get the crowd a little more involved with
it. Yeah, we had 1,000 people or more than 1,000 people crammed into Drake Fieldhouse. Incredible energy, so much so. The way Ryan has created this event and the format, the marks aren't even measured. So if you think of a shot put competition, typically every throw is measured and it slows down the competition. In this case, the lines are on the sector, and it's either you like a long jump, or excuse me, like a high jump or a pole vault, either you go over the line or you don't. So there's no exact measurement. But in the end, in 2025, going into the World Championships, two of the three longest throws in the world were that night. So Roger Steen and Trip Peppery, both are world championship medalists and among the very best in the world, had two of the three best throws in the world in 2025 that weren't even measured. But that's how much energy and excitement, and it went viral. We had 100,000 live views globally on YouTube because it's like nothing anyone has ever seen before. There's a DJ in there and this just incredible energy that is a lot like WWE meets track and field in this way. I mean, there were no punching or body slams, but a lot of fun and excitement.
But still strong men throwing heavy things around was happening.
Yeah, for sure. No steel chairs, but a lot of action.
Yeah, yeah. So then Thursday's that track and field meet. What's kind of at the heart of this meet? What are people really excited to look for?
Well, every day there's something unique, and there's every day can't miss action. Certainly the high school element is the heart and soul of the meet with those college athletes. You know, the Hawkeye Cyclones, two of the best collegiate programs in the country, will host athletes from all over the country in the collegiate level. But then every single day we have, and every single session, special events that really highlight track and field. So Thursday night, we affectionately call it the Thursday night throwdown because we have world-class hammer throw athletes, world-class javelin throws in our north throwing fields. And we're literally going to see Olympic medalists, world championship medalists, on Thursday night in Des Moines. You know, it's pretty incredible. While there's action in the track as our distance carnival, so the best high school athletes in the 3,000 and 3,200 meters competing, just prior to national level 5,000 meters and 10K. And the tradition there is the Isisarets playing a drum line and just a lot of really great energy in the stadium Thursday night. And then, of course, Friday day, we have world-class masters athletes running in a Masters 800. A lot of Central Iowans that will be there for that. But this year, uniquely, we're hosting the U.S. Masters Championships at the Grand Blue Mile for the first time ever. And athletes from Atlanta, from L.A., from all over the country have decided to stay and test themselves on the Blue Oval and the 800 as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And we'll see some high school and collegiate athletes crown champions on Friday. Adaptive Sports Iowa will have our traditional return of the wheelchair 400 on Friday afternoon. And then Friday night is another session where we'll include a professional steeplechase. So aspiring Olympians from India, Europe, Israel, and of course the United States and Canada, all competing to be crowned a Drake Relays champion in the women's steeplechase, which is an incredible sight to see in its own way. And then immediately following that, we'll have a national caliber high school mile featuring not just Iowa's best high school milers, but border states have been invited this year in a very unique way because there's a chance we'll see for the first time ever a sub 4 minute mile by a high school athlete at the Drake Relays.
Wow. Wow. Do we have a, do you want to share who that could be, or do we want to leave that a mystery?
Well, you know, last year at the high school state meet, Quentin Nauman from Western Dubuque ran under 4 minutes for 1600. And those diehard track and field fans that were there know that that is a thrill and that was history being made. But they also know that 1600 meters is 9 meters short from a mile. So we've never seen a high school sub 4 minute mile. And it's not just Quentin that has an opportunity at that. There's Caleb Tenpass. There's athletes from across the state and throughout the Midwest that really have an eye on history.
Yeah, okay, so that'll be happening at the Drake Relays on Friday. Saturday, though, to close everything out, what's kind of the details people need to know?
Yeah, well, you won't want to miss it. You know, the big draw for a lot of folks in your listenership in your area is the high school 4x1. That's Saturday morning with the championships right in the middle of our live national television window at 2 to 4 p.m., and that's that window of time that you really want to be in the stadium. You know, you'll see not just high school champions and collegiate champions being crowned, but that's when we'll also host the women's and men's pole vaulters that are at the mall on Monday. They'll be back in the stadium competing on the World Athletics Continental Tour that we host. We'll have a world-class shot put. And then, of course, men's and women's 400 hurdles, men's and women's 100-meter hurdles. We'll run a women's mile chasing the Drake Stadium record. And on the men's 1500, we have some gentlemen that have already stated they're going after our stadium record in the men's 1500. So it's going to be an electric Saturday afternoon in Des Moines, and we are headed toward our 58th consecutive Saturday sellout. Those tickets are limited. We don't know that they'll still be available if you wait till next week, so get them this weekend at drakerelays.org.
Joined today with Blake Bolden, the director of the Drake Relays. Blake, every year you kind of bring really an inspirational story that's going on throughout the week at the Drake Relays. Is there any story this year that the listeners should know about or follow that we might hear, whether it's a para athlete or somebody breaking an Olympic record? What is kind of that big story that people should be looking for?
Well, I mean, the beautiful thing about the Drake Relays, with 5,000 athletes competing in Drake Stadium, and then, of course, as I said, 4,500 in the Drake Road Races tomorrow morning and then every day. I mean, there are literally 10,000 stories of people who have overcome something and been really inspired to qualify to participate. And I can list them day by day. Earlier in April, WHO TV locally here in Des Moines identified a participant of the Drake Road Races and the Grand Blue Mile. He was paralyzed in an accident, and now he has gotten back walking, and the Grand Blue Mile is his marathon every year. That then walking in that mile really is an accomplishment for him. And if you get a chance, that type of inspiration is not something you come across every day.
Yeah, very cool. There's a lot of unique things that are happening in this over week-long event that is the Drake Relays. All kicks off tomorrow down in Des Moines. Blake, where can people go to get tickets or learn more about the Drake Relays?
Yeah, so if you want to come down and see the U.S. Championships on Tuesday night, and like I said, that very inspirational story of someone who'd been paralyzed and has now returned to participate in a mile, that's grandbluemile.com. And then everything, tickets, the schedule for every single day, available at drakerelays.org.
Awesome. Blake, I appreciate you stopping by once a year and just letting us know what's happening in this exciting week down in Des Moines. So thank you for all you do.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Zach.